What are you turning to?
Hey, can you guys get a Jason, sound check for me?
Jason, this...
What's going on?
Why does it sound like this?
I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know. This is my first time to do this. I haven't done it in a long time. What is that?
What? You had it good for a second?
Oh my God, hold on. What? I don't... Where's Chris? We really need Chris.
Call Chris right now.
Turn that thing clockwise.
God dang it.
Get Chris on the phone right now.
Hold on. Let me see if I can fix it.
Girl, the stains. Blood, urine, or semen? Oh, God, I hope it's urine.
The worst.
Welcome to Casual Lit. I'm Jason.
I'm Rody.
I'm Jay.
As you can tell, Chris isn't here, and I don't know what to do. Sorry about that, guys.
We're bad at this without him.
It's my first time ever.
There's a lot of dead air. That hurt.
Yeah.
What do you mean? This came out perfectly and no one will ever know.
This is all we edit.
Well, the thing that I'm most worried about is the video. Here, I'm going to blow this up so you can see it, Jay. All you can see is my hairline.
Yeah,
I don't have much.
That's so bad.
I need to fix this.
If you could just zoom in a little bit.
Oof.
Hey, Jason, move your head. Then all you can see is my crotch.
I would much rather. Your crotch is much nicer than my head.
Enhance.
Enhance.
Oh, my God. There's, like, no way to fix this.
No. Where you are is a bad spot.
Thick!
If you ever watch the video online after we... Yeah, really. There's really no point. It's really bad.
Please do, and we love comments.
It's a lot of people that do, and plus I can do this. I can actually be like, hey, we're drinking the Barrel Crusher from Dream Crusher Barrel Age and
deep,
stuff.
Deep Ellum... Shit.
Ah, Deep Ellum Barrel Crusher. It is Dream Crusher aged in rye barrels most of the time, right, Brody?
Sure. You have the bottle, so you tell me.
Yes. I don't know. I don't even care.
It's good.
This is supposed to be an IPA?
Yeah.
It is an IPA.
Barrel aged IPA.
Jay, God damn.
I don't taste... like any hops at all.
That's what barrels do. That's why I'm kind of over barrels. Kind of talked about that before, I think.
Yeah, that doesn't taste at all like Dream Crusher to me. No. It's not bad, but it doesn't taste like Dream Crusher.
Yeah, it's more like an ale.
Yeah.
An ale.
Yeah, I feel like when we had it at Craft and Growler,
mm-hmm.
like when it was really, really fresh, you still got some of the IPA and then it was the barrel.
Oh, okay. That'd be okay, but this is... This tastes like what Jason was talking about last week. It tastes like it's old.
Yes.
Because all the hops fell out.
But it's not. That's the problem.
Yeah, that's the funny part. It's only aged for like a couple weeks, right? I don't think they give you all the details. Our hop forward, American Strong Ale, returns to the extremes. Extremes. Is extremes spelled with an ES at the end?
Yes.
Extremes of pre-prohibition. Rising from the charred whiskey barrels, this bold cask ale pours deep amber with notes of resinous hops and toasted oak. Enjoy as is, or cellar for up to a year for more robust malt richness, which is my favorite fucking flavor.
Hey, if you don't want anything but sugar, please age this for a year.
That's pretty much all I get.
Malty bitches.
Malty sugar.
I don't like malt. Hate it.
Hate it. This one is, so the color on this, since I'm good at colors, and I did this last week, I'm going to go ahead and describe this one. This one's like you had a kidney stone for like a little bit, and it might have caused some blood in the urine, and then you also were a little dehydrated, like you didn't drink enough water.
Right. Thank you, Tom Herman.
Well, yeah. I just had flashbacks. What's it called when they're bad flashbacks?
Nightmares.
Yep. Night terrors.
Yeah, I'm sweating right now. I'm thinking about that kidney stone. Yep.
Oh, yeah, you had one.
So
from watching rugby.
I read that whole description. It said nothing about Dream Crusher, but all these things down here. I'm on this website called, Beer Advocate. We don't use that. No, go away. Sorry.
Yay, Budweiser.
Yep, we don't do that.
Oh, they're a Budweiser thing now?
They bought a beer... rating website. How weird is that?
That sounds like a really solid idea.
Right? It's a 2x rye India Pale Ale, which is Dream Crusher, aged in rye whiskey barrels. Boom, suckers. Oh, by Whistle Pig.
Yeah, because I believe the first year they released this, they said specifically it was an IPA. And then I think a lot of people didn't get any of the IPA taste, so they're like, it's a strong ale.
Yep. That's
oh.
That's a good way. That's how you do it. Hey, I don't know what this is.
Just... It is 13%, so
yeah,
you'll probably like it either way.
I haven't had a barley one in a long time, but I think that one is kind of close to the mouthfeel of one.
I have no idea what I'm talking about.
You don't at all.
Oh, I love it.
I don't hate it. Yeah, I like it. I've always liked it. There's a video of me somewhere making out with a bottle. Not tonight. I mean, obviously when I was younger, 2 years ago, I wouldn't do that anymore. I'm a father now.
You're a responsible adult, damn it.
Mm-hmm. Things have changed. Jesus Christ.
Oh, so my brother isn't here because he's with his friend in Vegas getting married. So congratulations, Dustin and Leslie.
Oh, yeah.
You guys Dustin. Got married tonight. We watched them. Actually, we watched it on a live stream from a link in a... From a link in an email that he sent us.
What time of day was this?
Bellagio at 6 p.m.
Okay.
4 p.m. their time.
The Bellagio.
The Bellagio.
Is that the one that Daniel Ocean robbed?
Yes.
I thought so. It really is, right?
Yep,
it is. I believe so. Yeah, I thought so.
They got the big fountains out front, and they paid for the fountains to be played to their song of choice with the fountains choreographed in it. I don't know. But we got to watch their wedding on video while it was live happening, and then the baby was losing her shit in the corner, and I was like, this is how you take a baby to a wedding.
Yes.
It doesn't ruin anything.
I think that a wedding at a casino would be pretty interesting.
Yeah.
A little different. Probably cheaper, too, than how much we all spend on our weddings.
Right.
I think Rhody came out the best on wedding costs.
On how much he spent?
Yeah.
Okay, he topped the charts?
I think so. I would bet money. I would actually bet my entire life on that.
What do you mean? We just got married underneath a tent.
Right.
Just did the old justice of the peace thing.
Yep.
Yep. Little nope.
J-O-P.
Jason got married at the exact same place I got married.
That's because I saw where true love was, and I was like, that's where I'm going.
That's it right there.
Had nothing to do with money. I saw.
It. Wait, you went to Martin House?
Yes. Yes. That's what, yeah.
Bam. True love joke.
Chris can't get it this week.
Oh, that's a good.
Will.
That's a good point.
Well, he'll probably get it somehow.
That's Jason will play some clip with Chris in it, and Chris will get the joke of the week.
Yep. That's a good segue, actually, Jake. Good job. We're going to listen to our favorite podcast.
Oh,
yeah. We're going to listen to what's it called? It is called Casually Late, the Casually Lit Recap Podcast.
Nice.
Hello, and welcome to Casually Late, the recap podcast for the Casually Lit Show. My name is Michael Harper. This week, we're brought to you by Funky Picnic Brewery. Funky Picnic Brewery. Don't you fucking say wicker. Well, we start the show as we often do, with a little light dad talk. And then Jason steps into the Matthews Bridge and introduces Limp Bizkit Does the News. It's essentially Jason reading headlines, but then interjecting with, yeah! Or cookie, or stepping through the Matthews Bridge. I'll be honest, I don't know a lot about Limp Bizkit. I do know that he says things like yeah and cookie and stepping through the Matthews Bridge. But that concludes my working knowledge of Limp Bizkit. Let's see, then Jay is never allowed to describe beer as he uses the Tom Herman color scale. Often, brewers, cicerones, master beer pourers will use words such as ruby or copper, amber, straw, pale, golden, honey. These are appetizing words that we'll use to describe the color of a beer. Whereas Jay used the phrase, looks like your urine after you've been out mowing the lawn all day.
Holy crap, we're going to pause this for just 1 second. I just learned what the Tom Herman scale is.
Oh, okay.
It is a urination thing from a coach at the Longhorns. It literally shows your pee color, and when it's the right color, that is championship hydration levels.
That's the best. When it literally says championship hydration levels.
When it is the more, you know, dehydrated level, it says selfish teammate.
Holy crap. Well, I mean, I guess that's better than the Art Briles
color scale.
Because it's just black and blue then.
That is insane. All right. Sorry. Now back to Casually Late.
Doesn't sound great. Then later on, Jason hates cats. Talks about how dirty their mouths are. Slightly triggered into that. And Jay is getting into porn. If you didn't know, all it takes is a GoPro and a tripod. I knew this, of course. But you might have not known it, so there you go.
Wait a second.
And then we conclude the episode with a little bit of movie talk. And now, boys and girls, it was gone last week, but now it's back. Joke of the week. That's right, you guessed it, and you knew it when you heard it. This week's joke of the week goes to Chris for Downward Facing Hog. I listened to the episode a couple times through to try and find some better competitors, but sounds like Jason has all but given up.
Yep.
I don't want him to.
Oh.
But that's just kind of how it is.
Thanks for cheering me on.
Well, let's see what the boys have for us this week. Again, my name is Michael Harper. Thank you so much for listening to Casually Late, the recap podcast for the Casually Lit show. And we're all hashtag triggered by Chris. Hello.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
His plane was about to take off. Did you hear
it? I thought that was a spaceship.
Oh. he was being... he's like, gotta wrap it up, being abducted by aliens.
It definitely was not just a normal car, or it could have been a Tesla.
The Tesla's actually
silent.
You can't hear them.
I know.
No, they don't.
I know.
No noise. Trying to be,
I know, Jay.
Sorry, Jason. Rhodey, hey, just, Jason, earmuffs for a second. Hey, Rhodey, today, let's not try to be funny at all, okay?
Jason,
earmuffs. We gotta give Jason a gimme on this one. Chris isn't here. This is how, sorry, his only chance.
He only knows dad jokes. We're gonna do this.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Tap him on the shoulder. Let him know we can come back.
Hey, go Jason, ahead and go.
Okay. All right, man. Sorry, I had to talk to Rhodey about something.
God damn it.
So I didn't like that. You haven't started drinking the other beer yet, Jason.
No. Do you not like it? You can talk about it. I'm neck deep in this.
Rhodey hates it, and he's like, you just want a little bit of this. And I'm digging this. This is like drinking a barbecue sauce almost.
Oh, that's interesting.
Really smoky. It's almost like drinking brisket to me. I like it. With a little bit of hint of maybe blackberry. Are there berries in this?
Let's save a little bit of it for Michael then.
So he can tell us where we're wrong?
No, because he loves brisket.
Oh, right. Barbecue is his thing.
So we're gonna stick on this subject here for a second, barbecue and whatnot. I today learned that there is a Tinder app for cows. I'm not even joking.
Oh, okay.
It's called Tutter. T-U-T-T-E.
Okay.
All right.
And if you know anything about the food business and the beef business, which I know both of you know about that, yep. You would use Tutter to find a good mate for your cow so you could swipe right on it.
Oh, that's true. Tutter me timbers.
And hope that cow swipes right so you can breed them together and make one heck of a good eating calf.
Oh, so instead of using genetics based off of tried and true, you know, years of breeding, you just swipe right or swipe left for a pretty cow.
Correct.
That you want to heck your cow.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. Well, I'm sure they've got more statistics and they're like, this one says,
yeah, what's the height and weight of that
24 one? Month. Yeah, it's got all the stats.
What was it? What is it? 42. What are the measurements off of the song?
36, 24, 36?
Yeah, yeah. Only if you're 2,000 pounds and a heifer.
So you guys you're not going to jump on the Tinder for cows?
I don't have a cow to breed with these.
Oh, I didn't know you had to have one.
We could adopt one.
We could. Weird.
Put her on Tutter.
Hey, slut, give me your best pose.
show me those udders.
Just get it from like a quartering behind with her looking back, like all the Instagram models ever.
Nice. All the MySpace angles?
Yep. Oh, I forgot about MySpace.
I'm kind of back. Uncomfortable right now thinking about these turned on cows.
Well, you don't have to worry about it as long as you're not turned on by the cow.
No.
Okay.
Not for a while. I quit that. Can you quit that?
I quit. I quit a long time ago, and if you guys keep talking, I'm going to get back into it.
I'm no longer into bestiality. I quit.
Like a drug.
Did you sell your step stool?
That's a good point. Yeah, if you can't do it, if you can't reach it, you can't do it, right? That's a good point, Rhodey. I don't have the means.
Unless you get really good at the jump and stab.
I mean, if you don't have needles, can you still do heroin?
I don't know. I'm not intimately familiar with heroin.
Yeah, just go up the butt. It's fine.
Oh, so apparently that's not a...
No.
Okay. So the step stool method is already out the door. There's no way for me to quit. That sucks. Guess I'm back with a tutter. Gotta refine my login.
Back at tutter.
But no, I don't know. I guess that wasn't a very good... I thought it was funny, but...
That is weird.
Is that really a thing?
Yeah. No, it's not a joke.
So you didn't make that shit up?
No, sir.
Jay, download that app on your phone.
No. I don't want to get caught with that shit.
On your work phone.
Yeah, on your work phone. We see that you downloaded like Facebook and Snapchat and whatever. That's okay. But you... What is tutter?
What are you doing with tutter?
It's for toes udders, you know, because udders are in... I don't know. I quit.
Yeah, this is going
bad. You know what? I'll just quit before you can fire me.
Oh, we won't have to fire you. We'll just get someone will come in and shut us down.
It's true. It's true.
Tutter. Now we got a lot of people Googling tutter, and I'm like, hope I fucked your Google history up.
Tutter.
That's real. It's not a joke. Hmm. It's not a joke, folks. But barbecue sauce. So, did you see that mayonnaise, they did the mayo chup where they mix mayonnaise and ketchup?
Yep, yep.
So, a lot of people...
Mayo-istered or mouse.
A lot of people, probably 99% of people, don't know that if you go to Red Robin, you can get what's called campfire sauce. Does anybody know what Red Robin even is? I love that place.
They're a burger place, right?
Yes, delicious.
Yum.
And I found out... It was so funny. I used to get campfire sauce all the time. Really had no idea what it was. Didn't ask for campfire sauce or didn't ask what's in this. I'm just not that type of person. But they started putting their own french fries in bags. You can buy them in the freezer now, Red Robin. And on one of the bags, I got lucky and it had the recipe for campfire sauce. And it turns out that it's barbecue sauce and mayo.
That's it?
Yes. And it is, it's awesome. Plus, now that I know that, I mix different kinds of barbecue sauces.
Didn't you say you went on a barbecue sauce? You've been on a barbecue sauce like,
and that is that's literally what kicked it off.
No, really?
I'm not joking. I saw what it was, so I mixed it, made it, and I was like, barbecue sauce is amazing.
So what's your barbecue sauce of choice?
Ooh.
Dude, I can't really say because you're gonna think I'm lying, but in the past 6 months I've probably had 30 different barbecue sauces.
Nice. KNC masterpiece.
Ooh. Fuck is wrong with you?
We
We
had one from Whole Foods that was like
sugar.
Ooh. We had one from Whole Foods that was like $8 and it was amazing. And I don't remember it. I don't know why. But I've been having all kinds, and some of the brown sugar ones are my favorite so far.
One of my favorites recently has been the Sweet Baby Ray's. I don't remember what it's mustard based, so it's a lot lighter in color. It looks like yellow. It is so good, but no.
Can you describe that in the Tom Herman scale?
Ah, yes, please.
That is definitely in the, what is it? Cheating your teammates?
You're a terrible teammate.
Terrible teammate. It's in the terrible teammates area. The color on it, you'd have to have a kidney infection for a long time to get that color and thickness. So, yeah.
That's so scary.
Okay.
Just thinking about pissing that color. Oh, my God. But where I was going with this entire story is after mayo chup, they're now making mayo Q and mayo...
Mustard.
Yep.
I don't know what they call it. But
yeah.
Mayo chured. That sounds like Jay's Pornhub site.
Mayo chured. That's not my Pornhub site. It's my Pornhub tag.
Right. That's Jay's gamer tag, so if you want to look him up.
Mayo chured.
So there's one tweet on the internet, dude. One tweet with that hashtag mayo chured. From 2018. This is from April 12th, 2018. This dude named Chuck at Chief Pressler, if you guys want to follow him, said, when you add the mayo, the mustard, you can call it mayo chured. And he put sunglasses. That's the coolest guy in the fucking world, dude.
It's time to follow that guy. Be like, yeah, we just talked about your hashtag on our podcast and you and gave you a shout out.
You're welcome.
Mayo churd.
But yeah, I can't. But anyways, the mayo Q is what it's called. We bought it and I got to try it.
Was it good?
Yeah, it's not bad, but it's not quite the ratio that I like. I like a little more barbecue sauce, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
A little less mayo. It's more mayo-y than it is barbecue sauce. But no, I rather enjoyed it. I was like, this is so awesome. I can just do this now and whatever. Yeah, I did a cook some old Boca burgers on the grill. Had some mayo chup. Best day ever. Or mayo Q. And had a great dog.
Nice.
Yeah, having a grill in a house is pretty cool. Just throwing that out there.
Yeah.
Wait, you bring it inside?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is that not what we're supposed to do?
No, that's 100% what you... If you're cooking vegetarian Boca burgers, you can actually cook inside.
It's not going to hurt anything.
There's no...
No char.
No, there's no off flavors. There's no... It actually cancels out all the... What's the poisonous gas that puts off when you burn natural
carbon
gas?
Carbon dioxide?
Well, it's carbon monoxide.
Hairspray?
Yeah, the monoxide poisoning is not a worry when you're doing vegetarian cooking. So, yeah, if it's cold outside and you want to grill, you just bring that shit inside.
Michael, do you grill inside?
What I was thinking, though, he's vegan, and we talk
about veganism a lot.
The white ceilings are starting to bother me, so I was like, I'll just bring this in. They turn black. It's
brown them up a little bit.
Yeah.
Just get them to the perfect tan color.
And it leaves this freaking sweet air freshener of just burnt vegetarian soy meat.
Yeah.
So good.
I can't wait to get that candle.
Burnt soy
meat. Hey, hashtag Yankee Candle, get on that shit.
Just call it a...
Crusty soy meat.
Jason Cooks Inside. Please call it that. Jason Cooks Inside. Like, what the fuck? Barbecue's inside. Let's do that. What do you think? No?
Yeah, maybe.
Is that not joke of the week material?
I know, that should be a YouTube channel, though.
Jason Cooks Inside?
Yep.
Jason barbecues indoors.
But you have to have like a garbage, like
a 55-gallon drum
and cook over that.
With just like industrial steel step grates over top of it.
Yes. Perfect. I like it. And you have to
stick burning off.
Just stick my head in there.
You can't put anything on a grill. You have to like roast it over a spick.
Oh, over a spit.
Spit.
Spit. Spit.
Spit. What you said is another thing.
Spick. Spit. Oh yes, that would be.
Yep. That's a bad stuff.
Okay.
Jason, you haven't even tried the second beer.
No, because
we didn't even say the name of it. I said what I thought about it with the barbecue sauce.
I got 8 ounces of the Barrel Crusher.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure if Rhodey was just like, this is Jason's favorite beer, I love him. Or if he was like, haha, have fun at work tomorrow.
A little of both.
That's fair. That's fair. Don't pour a full glass of that.
I love Fat Orange Cat.
It's very roasty.
What is that? What is the beer called? I actually like that beer.
The Raven.
The Raven by
Fat Orange Cat.
It's not by brand.
Out of.
I thought it was by Brand Stark.
Mastitusis.
Massy. Fat Orange Cat. The Raven.
It only has
chocolate
one
raspberry porter. That's why I taste a little bit of the berry.
It is a punch in the testicles of raspberry.
No,
holy
not.
Shit. Yes, it is.
I just barely get it. I get the smoke. Why is there smoke on it?
No, you're right. It is smoky raspberry. There's barely any chocolate from the porter in there.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah. You, yeah?
You almost said you would. No. You almost did. Fuck you, Jason.
But you like smoke. You really do like smoky flavors. I do. Though. I know you quite well.
I do. I really hate you being there. I can't wait till Chris gets back.
Yeah, this is weird.
I want to look at you face to face. I can't stand staring at the back of your head. I know. With your hairline. I can see you in the screen, and all I'm looking at is hairline.
I know how Chris feels now. Like I'm staring at this white. Oh my god! People are not going to watch this video. Look at this. It's just like fucking.
No, with the blue glow from the screen is beautiful, though.
Every time I'm around you at your house or your parents' house, you're always smoking something. So I'm like, this is Jay's flavor. That's
no, that is. I actually like it. I wouldn't drink a bunch of it, but drinking one of them is fine. I enjoy it.
No, I would. I want to pour this out. That's where I'm at with it. But Rhodey and I had a problem.
The other one that we've got coming up on board is fantastic.
4 years ago, or 5 years ago, New Year's Eve, I stopped and we bought a growler of some smoked beer. And that was what killed all smoked beers for me. Fuck them. Fuck you.
What was it?
I don't remember.
But it was super smoky. Liquid smoke.
Oh, really?
It was so gross. And so now I can taste a beer with just a tiny bit of smoke. And I'm like,
hashtag triggers you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just can't do it.
Yeah.
I can't do it, bro. Take him to the Matthews Bridge. Oh, God. No, I'm not even joking. Like, a little bit of smoke just sends me out. I'm out. I'm like, I'm out. See y'all later.
Jason, when are you going to let or ask Michael to brew and then call the beer, take it to the Matthews Bridge.
Right now, let's put that out there. He will never do that. Oh, if somebody did a Limp Bizkit series of beers, I would cry for quite a while.
They need to be good, though.
Yeah, just I did it all for the Nookie Cookie Stout.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely go crazy.
All right, I want that
Limp Bizkit.
No. Oh. Well, yes, I enjoy. I don't want to say it out loud, but yeah. What Brody said. Did you hear him?
Yes.
I did it all for the Nookie Cookie Stout.
You'd probably get sued, but...
Oh, for sure. For fucking sure, yeah.
Damn it.
Make it a single run, test batch.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. Sorry, Brody. When I was beer shopping today, Odell had a chocolate milk Imperial Stout. I had to... I fought myself, but it was $10 for a 12-ounce bottle. But I went back and forth. I was like, I can do this. I really
from want Odell?
This. Is it their barrel-aged one?
Yes.
Nice.
We've had it before, I think, right?
I don't know if you've had the barrel-aged. I know we've had the regular one. It's like Lagoon-y or something like that. Or it has a picture of a cow on it.
So I just smelled this beer that's been in my glass for a minute, and Kalen's going to ask me why I smoked a pack of Marlboros. That smells like cigarette smoke.
It kind of does.
That's fucking terrible.
So I asked you, do you get any raspberry off?
Yes,
that?
I did. Absolutely.
He said it punched him in the dick with it.
Yes.
And I got no raspberry.
I got a little bit with the tart. I got a little bit of tartness out of it.
Ugh. I'm sensitive to shitty raspberries.
That comes from the year that Rody bought a case of that raspberry beer.
I still have two bottles.
No, you don't.
Yeah. Still sitting above the oven.
That's me to raspberries, by the way. Now I know why you want to hate me. It's gonna be. I'm just gonna play Limp Bizkit all the way through this.
The rest of this. But I just play it in 7-second increments, so we don't have to pay any royalties.
Goddamn right.
I have a feeling Michael's not gonna listen to this podcast at all.
As soon as he hears that, he's just out. Mm. Joke of the week goes to him saying Chris's joke of the week last week.
Yeah, fuck that. I'm out. You guys want to hear a porn thing?
Yes.
You sure. Do? Yeah, guys, want to hear a porn thing? You guys remember the website Tumblr that none of us have ever used or given a shit about?
Yes. Yeah, I remember the name.
Tumblr. T-U-M-B-L-R. Mm-hmm. So.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, they removed porn from their website a couple months ago.
Okay.
And they are now 100 million visits short every month.
Yeah. Yeah, I can imagine.
That's kind of just
sad.
It's weird.
Kind of crawls up the back of your neck and makes your hair stand on end.
Yeah, when you see the actual numbers from internet porn, you're like, whoa.
Oh, maybe this is a problem.
It's like, damn. That's insane, man. 100 million views. It's mm-hmm. like, I mean, that's probably three guys, but I'm like...
over 30 days.
It's like, well, ooh. I mean, Chris did cancel his subscription to Tumblr, so...
That's true, and he did go to Vegas this week.
But he did download Tutter.
Tutter, that's for sure.
And Flutter, which is also for birds.
It's for chickens.
Jesus Christ.
It's for breeding chickens. Oh. Ooh, shit.
Flutter and Tutter.
You're welcome.
What about Mutter?
You don't want to go there.
Oh, what about the emo site Cutter?
Okay. All right. I can get on board with that.
Well, what about the site for, I'm not going to say it, but Stutter?
Nice. That's fair. I got you. Did you guys hear about the Panther? Was it Panther? They got attacked at the zoo.
Not on the list, Jay. Please move on.
Bullshit. You did not hear about
that. Try again. Try again.
The lady that jumped the fence and tried to attack it?
There's 14 things on this list.
I'm trying to get to what I want to talk about, damn it. You're talking about Tutter. I want to talk about Panther that mauled a bitch because she was stupid.
Taking a selfie. She's like, and then she's like, that zoo should move the fence back a little bit.
Shut the fuck up. You jumped it.
She had to crawl over a huge shrub.
Yeah.
Fuck you. I hope you die.
That's one of those. And I saw a meme the other day that had a Harambe standing there. And it was like, oh, and he gets to live. Oh,
Was it a ghost version of Harambe?
Yeah, it was like the one with the light behind him.
Oh, God damn it. Hammurabi, is that it?
He had to die, man.
Yeah, Hammurabi.
Yeah.
Harambe had to die.
Oh, I thought that was really funny.
Yeah, that fucking bitch jumped over the gate, tried to take a selfie with the panther, gets grabbed, and then she's all crying and moaning about it.
Like it wasn't her fucking fault for jumping the fence.
And then she's like, oh, I'm not going to sue the zoo. Of course you're not, because you're going to lose. Yeah. And then she's like, but they should move the fence back.
Because I'm dumb.
Yeah.
Should they? Or should they just...
They should just leave it there because years has passed and nobody has gotten eaten by a panther until your dumbass decided to do it.
I would just put a picture, like a billboard type thing in front of the panther with a picture of her mangled ass and be like, don't step here.
This could be you.
This could be you for the price of jumping this fence.
For a... hey, look, there's a panther. I'm going to take a selfie with it.
I've never really wanted to get that close to a big cat.
Fuck no. Get that close to any crazy... They're wild animals. Like, people are like, at the zoo, they're tame. No, they ain't.
Mm-mm.
No, they ain't. But... oh, God, man. I don't understand the way people work. Like, there's a lot of people that die from selfies these days. Falling off cliffs and mountains and they waterfalls. Like, what are you doing?
In their bikinis.
Mm. I don't think I've ever taken a selfie where...
your life was in danger?
Yeah.
Hey, look, this guy's shooting the place up. Selfie!
Yeah!
I'm gonna get a selfie with the shooter.
Your life also doesn't revolve around getting likes either.
Well, that's true.
I mean, mine does, but okay.
I mean, I'm pretty good at it, but doesn't revolve around it.
If right. I go to bed with less than 10 likes, I have to give myself a bed. I have to change my color to red.
Yep. What?
Yeah, what?
Kindergartners, you know, you got to change your color. Oh, bed.
Okay.
So if I have less than 10 likes, and now I'm just using my kid. I just post a picture of him and get 57 likes. I'm like, oh, shit.
Okay, I thought you were painting your face and that was going to go really dark.
Yeah.
No, it's all about using the kid to get likes.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Most likes I've ever gotten on anything is from kids.
Yeah, it's so easy. I'm just like, hey, make that face. Done.
Yep. But my Instagram's pretty popping, I think. And I think your Instagram is too, Jason.
Thank you. Yours is mainly food. And no,
mine's
it.
All food.
I love it.
Yep, mine's all food. You liked something the other day that was like... oh, it was the deer roast, the deer neck.
Yeah.
And I was like, Jason, you were like the second person to like it. And I was like, oh, look at this.
Yep.
He's my boy.
I could appreciate.
He's a vegetarian and he still liked it.
That's I could appreciate your talents, Jay.
No.
You guys should follow Jay. Do you know your
I did
Instagram?
Not like it.
My Instagram is well, that's awkward, but
that's
you
right.
spell awkward without any of the vowel or yeah, the vowels except for the first one. So it's AWK. RD. Yeah.
Everyone that was going to follow you just quit.
Yep. Nope. It's hard.
Nope. Couldn't follow that. So that was awkward.
It is hard. That was awkward. You can also just search J Webb.
I love it, though. I'll be listening to any podcast or listen or watching TV, and you like pull your phone out. I'm going to follow this guy. And then they're like, JQRN. And I'm like, yeah, that's fucking
awesome. I'm not even doing
I'm
this.
I'm good.
Anymore. Good thing about this is you can rewind this.
Do I have to write this down?
Yeah.
Fuck you.
I don't even know how to write anymore.
It's like, what's that guy's name? Or when I'm trying to find like a rapper or something, I'm like, I can't find this guy. I can't find him. And then I go to Google Play and it doesn't find him because Google Play sucks.
You couldn't find Lil Xan?
Lil Xan?
Nope.
Pornhub edition?
Shake that. Shake that.
Lil Xan's not hard to find, guys. I just don't like to discuss him or talk about him.
Or add him to your Google history?
Post fucking Malone. God damn it.
Just so you know, you should be getting his pop soon.
Oh, yeah. Did you buy it for me?
I did. I
fucking love you so much.
That sounded very angry.
It was kind of angry.
This is my favorite song. I'm a super saint,
bitch. What the fuck? God, he's so talented.
What is that?
Lil Xan, bro.
That's Lil Xan.
Yeah.
God, he's so talented.
Mm. I just could talk like this, go real slow. Oh, watch me grow.
There's no talent
in that. I'm on the podcast.
Who's the guy off
of
SNL that was dating Ariana Grande for a second?
Pete Davidson.
That's who he looks like.
Yeah, he does.
He kind of does, doesn't he?
He does.
The guy that got in all that trouble for making fun of the dude with the one eye?
Yeah.
And then he was like, it's cool, dude. I don't care. And the America was like, no, we care. And he was like, no, it's all right.
Yeah, I'm not a little bitch. It's fine.
I literally lost this eye being a fucking Green Beret. I don't care what people say about me. Oh, did you see that he met with Captain America? What's that guy's name? Chris. Wait, I can't remember which
what,
one.
What are you about to tell us? Be careful, Jay.
Okay.
You just could do some damage.
Just real quick, Jason.
Yeah.
What does that say? Post Malone, girlfriend.
Oh, he doesn't. I don't know. I was trying to find his dad what again. The? So I found Post Malone's dad the other day, and I wanted to tell you, but I haven't told you yet, that his dad works for the Dallas Cowboys. Oh. Yeah, so his father is the manager of concessions for the Dallas Cowboys, like the purchasing, you know.
Oh, the head business. Dude.
Yep. Oh. So, because the other day I was like, where did this fucker come from?
You get so angry that you had to research his background.
Yeah, well, you're like, where do these 18-year-olds just pop up?
They could just go, I quit college and moved to California.
Exactly, and it's because daddy gave him, you know, 10 grand to go record an album with somebody. That's why. And then everybody's like, he's so talented, and that new mumble slow rap is what's in style right now, and I'm out. I can't.
Yeah.
I can't do it, and I try. Like, I want to be hip. When Connor's older, I want to be like, yeah, I understand what you're saying, and not be like my dad, like, that's fucking garbage.
Yeah, mumble rap for Jason is like the New England IPA.
He's like, I guess I get it. I liked something similar to it back in the day, but fuck, I can't get on board with this. This tastes like dog shit.
I just can't do it. I just can't do it. And it's like, I tried the little Xan, especially, and... Should I just be rocking? Put that bitch inside the hallway, yeah.
That when I was 17, yeah. Is he saying words?
What?
This video has 8 million views, in case you were worried about it.
How old is this
kid?
Did you
say, for the hoe.
I ate too many Cheetos, now my stomach is hurt.
He made a song for Pornhub, by the way. Yeah, how old is this kid?
I don't know.
For the hoe.
I was trying to see.
Please be 16.
So this video has 8 million views, and it was released on October 23rd.
By the way, that war hero that I was talking about earlier actually had a Captain America fake eye, and he showed the guy that was...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That was cool. That was pretty cool.
That's what I was getting at.
Yeah, so. Robert Downey Jr.
He showed Robert Downey Jr. his Captain America eye because that's who he is.
I thought you were leaning towards the little Xan hung out with Captain America. And
he was
like, you're awesome. It's like, God damn you, Chris Evans.
Neck tattoos are
Chris
always
Evans.
A good choice.
There it is. Yep.
Little Xan is 22 years old already, in case you were worried about that. Little Pump. I hope it's Penis Pump. He is 18 years old.
God, there's so many neck tattoos on there.
Yep. Little Pump. Who is Noah Cyrus? Is that
Molly you don't know
Cyrus'
who that is?
Sister?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
No way.
Ron Cyrus, Trace Cyrus. Yeah, it doesn't say Miley Cyrus.
Oh, yeah, I was about to say.
And of course, that's 6'9.
6'9, he's in prison.
I can't understand that. Post Malone.
He's got some nice teeth.
Whew, little Yachty. 21 Savage, who wasn't even American. Little Wayne. Little Wayne's on the. it's all these douchebags. Lil Wayne, also a douchebag, but
right,
God.
Face tattoos and all.
How awesome is that? Like, he inspired all these people. Like, can you imagine your legacy being this?
Yeah, just fucking... he's like a legitimate rapper, though.
Still, like, that's your legacy. I'd be like, nah, I fucked up. Kill me.
Jason's saying that Lil Wayne should go kill himself. That's what I heard.
Absolutely. If he looked at what he inspired, like, look at all these kids. I'll be like, oh no, what did I do?
I can't imagine what the Casually Late's got to say about this. We've been talking about douchebag rappers for like 5 minutes.
Dude, if Harper comes back and likes one of these little kid rappers that I'm looking at here.
You know what would be the best on this? Is if he decided that he was going to listen to all of these people that we've talked about just to say he didn't like them.
Oh, I mean, I'm about to listen to Little Sykes Radio because I've never heard of this guy. This is Little Sykes. He's 20 years old. I'm out of town, still wear the chain like I'm Johnny Day. My balls haven't dropped. Your city bring the world
right. Did you say he was like Johnny Damon?
God damn.
Well, at least he's spitting a little bit faster than Lil Xan.
Ah, yeah.
I think it takes talent and skill to speak fastly, to rap fast.
Yes, yes, yes.
When you're rapping with but that doesn't take talent. I could write a rhyme to that. Not right now, but
I just want to go to the store, buy some milk.
Well, and
need some cereal.
The scary part is none of this is freestyle, so it's all been written down.
No, yeah, yeah, this has all been rehearsed and written, and
it's really bad too.
Yeah,
I mean that's all that matters.
So I haven't said that Jason loves it.
I do. Yeah, this is what a
funny how.
I'm actually going to tomorrow. I'm getting the rims on my Civic, and I'm going to get the base and just roll around.
Are you getting a neck tattoo?
Yeah.
Even though you have no tattoos anywhere else.
Yeah, I'm actually going to get the where I work tattooed on my neck. That's what I'm representing.
Tutter for life.
I'll get my favorite. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Good call.
Tutter. Yeah.
I'll get a cow tattooed on my calf. Tutter for life.
You got to get your Instagram tag across your chest. Or over your belly button.
That's not, one.
In Old English.
Mr. J. Tyree. That's not terrible. I could do that.
No, that's true. That's not
I wouldn't
a bad
be,
one.
Yeah. I wouldn't be terrible. Like if it was still Mini Biscuit, no.
Yeah.
Somebody asked me what my first email address was, and I was like, I don't want to talk about that.
Yeah, we don't talk about the dark days.
Nope. And it was minibiscuit@hotmail.com. Mm. And I thought I was so clever, Mini Biscuit, because, you know, little.
You thought you were a little Fred Durst.
No, I did not, Jay.
Oh.
Damn it, Rowdy. You are doing shit behind my back. I don't like the seating.
We're not actually at all.
I don't like the seating arrangement.
We're not at all, but okay, we're going to let you think we are.
Yeah, this is perfect. Let's keep this seating arrangement forever.
I am trapped in my headphone cord. Sorry, I was just writing a new rap.
Yep.
Can Chris be gone forever?
I want to see if he listens to this. I was going to say, from now on, can we have Chris... Hey, earmuffs, Jason. Can we have Chris sit over here from now on and have Jason turn on his back? Dude? It would be a lot more fun.
It would be a lot more fun.
It's horrible. Fuck with
him. And then we could just all stare at Chris.
Yeah.
What, are you going to say something, Chris? Are you going to say something?
Words coming out of your mouth. Oh, joke of the week? Is this joke of the week?
I kind of want to cut him off now before he speaks and be like, this better be joke of the week material.
Stop. Is this joke of the week? If it is, tell me, whisper it in my ear, because I'm taking it. I need one. I fucking need this.
Yeah, right now you're the I didn't do it kid, so.
Fuck so you. I went back and listened to the one before last week's, and I realized that I got joke of the week.
Really?
For that last one.
Nice. Yep.
That's cool, Jay. That's cool.
I was very excited.
Jeez. I was just happy that I got honorable mention since Michael hates me so much.
That's true, because if you stop talking shit about the god of making beers for the Fort Worth area, then...
That's true. Yeah. Funky Buddha. Love that brewery.
Funky Buddha.
Wait,
that's wrong.
Funky
Buddha. Oh, yeah, Buddha.
Way wrong.
The Wicker Brewing Company.
He was very obvious. Oh, I want to talk about this.
I don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about something else.
No, I'm looking at your screen. I know want to talk about
you're not supposed to talk about
it. But Blueface is okay.
Shh. Give me a second here. I want to tell you guys how I got duped.
By?
A form that came in the fucking mail. So I'm sure Jay knows about Homestead, right?
Homestead exemptions?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. And I'm sure Rhodey does now, right?
Yep.
You had a little problem with that, correct? Is that what the problem was with your taxes?
They don't last forever.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, they do. You can keep re-upping them. You just got to keep re-upping them.
Anyways, that wasn't where I was going with it. So when we moved in to our new home that we purchased, we got a form that said, file your homestead exemption, pay us $35. I did. Yep, homestead's free. It's not a thing. So I paid somebody $35 that I shouldn't have paid them $35.
And shit. You got conned?
Yes, I did.
And you don't have to pay for a homestead exemption.
Yeah, it almost got worse, too, because after they send you that $35, they send you another thing that says we need another $95, and we need you to go get this notarized by a bank.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
It's the return address Nigeria?
Pretty much. No.
A prince in Nigeria?
Man, and I was so mad because so I did it and I was in a hurry. It came in and I just put it to the side and I was like, we'll do this later. And then I knew that the deadline was coming up. I was like, oh, I got to hurry up and get this done. So I just grabbed it, filled it out, put my credit card in online. I was like, done. And then I was talking to somebody at work and I was like, yeah, I paid my homestead dues. They were like, what? There's no fucking dues for that.
You're like, wait, what? You're like the most internet savvy guy I know and you got duped by a snail mail.
Yes, I did.
That's why, because you're too internet savvy.
But Bank of America said, fuck you, Homestead Company, and took my money back.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
I got my $35 back. And so I went and bought myself this six pack of beer.
Nice. For $35.
But no, I got duped. Oh my God.
That sucks.
Yeah, it does suck. Like, it's beating me up. It's worse than Odell Beckham getting traded.
I saw that.
Mm-hmm.
Cleveland Browns are looking pretty hot.
Yeah. Yeah. Hot mess.
They're definitely the little Xan of NFL football.
They are.
God, dude, there's so much on here.
Jason just quit.
That was a good one. I think
we should do like a speed run of news. Okay, so because we've got a lot here, we're gonna see how fast
really
we can go.
I really want to pause on one of these, but I know we're not going to,
because you just want to talk about this.
Lots of planes crash.
Give me a second. You ready? Let's do this. Okay, the cheating college scam. Who thought that was cool?
That was the one I wanted to talk about.
That was
about.
Pretty awesome.
Damn it. There's nothing wrong with rich people paying money to get their kids in college. I don't give a fuck. I don't care. What's wrong with that?
Well, it's not about, it's how they did it.
I know it is. Yeah. I know there's like, more to it.
I was going
to
say, hey, Jason and Rhodey, our kids are going to be state school university graduates because we don't have millions of dollars to bribe people to make our kids fucking smart.
Well, no, it wasn't that. Because the kid was dumb.
Yeah, they're fucking bucket heads.
Did you read how they actually did it?
Yeah, with the proctors and the changing numbers and...
No.
Oh,
so the reason why they were connected to sports is because they would pay somebody
to fake pictures of them playing the sport.
Right. So then they would have the coach say that they played on a team because the admission standards for athletes is worse than it is for regular students. That's what's fucked up.
So
what do you mean?
So athletes
can get in easier than...
In order to be competitive, they lax their admission standards so they can get better athletes.
That are dumb. Okay.
In order to field a competitive team.
They football good, but not school good.
Right.
Okay.
And that's how they got in. Like, little Susie plays soccer. She's dumb as shit, but since she plays soccer instead of a musical instrument... Now her admission standards drop, so now she can get in.
Significantly.
Yeah.
Oh.
Maybe we should get rid of that loophole.
Oh. Maybe. But then all of our sports teams wouldn't be good. And we'd have to draft people directly out of high school.
That's okay. JUCO would be fucking awesome.
That's true. Yeah. Junior colleges would be tats.
They would be the tutter.
That's right.
No, God damn it.
I can't.
What is this tutter that you speak of?
All right, next.
No, because...
Next item.
No, we're fast-tracking news. Come on, let's do this.
This is your idea.
But y'all kind of put the brakes on that one.
Yeah, whoa.
The internet turned 30 2 days ago.
Heard that.
How fucking awesome is that?
Okay.
I'm older than the internet.
Not as awesome as the Hulk turning 41.
Yeah, no.
Bam. Okay. Next.
I really could talk 3 hours about the R. Kelly interview and how much I laughed about that stuff.
I couldn't force myself to watch it.
I would never hog tie a girl. How can I hog tie a girl?
No, yeah. But I will piss on them.
I'm going to piss on it. Probably my personal favorite topic of this thing is Kylie Jenner, a self-made billionaire.
Billionaire.
Is she? No, you're not. Your sister had a sex tape. That's where they fucking came from. God damn it!
They call her a half whore.
Oh, how can you be a self? If you're just selling cosmetic products with your name on it, how is that?
Self-made.
Oh,
Jason, if you just go trans and get some tits,
probably
you would be rich.
Well, but you gotta have a sex tape come out, and you got to be fucking smoking hot trans, though.
That's true.
You got to be fucking smoking.
Yeah, you need to lose about 20 pounds.
Yeah, and gain some double Ds.
Yep.
So but then you got to have sex with somebody famous, have him, it has to be a him, record it, and then leak it. And then you throw a fit, and then talk to E! Entertainment and say, you need to follow me around, I have sisters. And then your brothers have to become sisters.
There's like 12 seats. I can't. There's 12 seasons of that show, man. I get really dumb.
Jason sounds actually upset. Like,
dude, reality shows bum me out because they're so fucking fake. don't know if you guys have ever watched Adam Ruins Everything. It's a great show on
Netflix. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He ruined reality TV. I was like, fuck yeah.
But because he did it, he got shunned and nobody talks to him anymore.
I love Adam. Yeah, no. Adam Ruins Everything on Netflix. I challenge you to watch one episode and then tell me you only watch one episode. It won't happen. But no, fucking reality TV. Anybody that buys that bullshit and then they watch it, they still watch it. Ugh, sorry. I just hate it a lot. Like, I watched a reality TV show for one season in 2009, and that was it. Done.
Which one?
Actually, I just lied. So I watched a thing called Temptation Island in probably 2004, because it looked like it was going to be, you know, sex-filled.
Yes.
It's called Temptation Island.
Yes.
And I could tell it was fake, and I was like, this is boring. I hate it. And then I watched The Girls Next Door, the Hugh Hefner, because there was a lot of nudity.
Right, right.
There was a lot, and I got to see the nudity.
Oh, really?
So, beyond that, I've never watched an episode, a full thing of Survivor or Big Brother or none of that. None.
I've watched the Alaska ones on Discovery.
Yeah, did you hear those dudes live in Seattle in a mansion?
Oh, you're talking about the Brown family?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, no, they're shitbags. The Jules family, the Kilchers.
Oh, they only live in a condo in Seattle?
No, they actually do live out there.
Are you sure?
Yeah, but they're rich as fuck. And they pretend like they're not, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But they seem like good people, but the Browns fucked us. Ugh.
So dumb.
The Alaskan Bush people. Weird fucking.
It's so
they're
dumb.
So weird.
And now we've got a self-claimed billionaire who has done nothing good for the planet Earth. Nothing.
She's made girls feel good about themselves through
you think so?
Makeup.
You think so?
And twerking.
Hmm. So, is she a self-made billionaire? I don't think she's self-made. Mm-mm. I don't. And I don't think they should ever give her that title. Ever. I don't care if she cured AIDS. Nope. Nope. You're in a
cure AIDS. Are you a self-made billionaire? Fuck you.
I mean, if you're a son, a daughter, if you are related to a famous person that came before you, I don't think you can be self-made. And that sounds really mean, but that's how I feel about it.
Mm-hmm. It's not wrong.
Yeah, I mean, if you're Bill Gates' son, I'm a self-made billionaire. What happened? My dad died and left me $1 billion.
It's like, no, you're not.
Nope, your dad fucking did it. So Amazon and YouTube are removing anything anti-vax.
Are they really?
Yep.
Huh.
Interesting.
Yep, Amazon started removing books, articles, shit like that, and YouTube's removing videos and all that kind of stuff. I think we're cool with that, right?
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Yep. So I had never seen, this is going to sound so, I've never seen an anti-vax person in real life. And then I saw one on Facebook.
Really?
It was someone close to me posted Springtown. This is a city local to us here at Casual Lit.
In the DFW.
It was very close to us. And a case of the measles, I think it was the measles. Don't quote me on that. But it was. Yeah. Case of the measles broke out there. And someone I know goes to school there. So they posted something about it. And then they started getting attacked by somebody that was anti-vax, and I was like, oh my God, reading this. I had never seen it in real life. I was like, holy shit, there's an anti-vaxxer.
Never. And they're trying to, like, defend it.
Yeah.
When there's a fucking case of measles because of an anti-vaxxer.
Yep. And I was like, oh my God.
Fuck you, it's not because of us, it's because of the government.
Yep.
Probably Trump's fault. Thanks, Obama.
But thanks, Bill Clinton, 40 years ago. Dirty bastard. But no, I was like, holy shit. And I watched this. Oh my God, it was crazy. Like, and the people were just going through there. She blocked me. This person blocked me. I was like, oh my God, just watching this all unfold.
Yeah, and it's amazing. Have you ever gone to like one of those anti-vax websites? Like, it's disturbing how the confirmation bias is. Like, they're all just on top of each other. Like, yeah, no, this is why it is. And mm-hmm. No, this is how, like, I forget what the fucking scientist's name was. It got that lost his license and stuff like that. And they're like, no, he never actually admitted that he lied about any of that. It's like, did you see the study? Did you actually read the fucking study he did?
Dude,
I don't think you did.
I will. So there's an Adam versus everything. So just for the record, everybody, Adam versus everything
is Jason's God.
He puts sources on the show that you can Google and research while you're watching it. Like, he does, and he's like, I don't care. And he actually says at the end of some of the episodes, challenge me, go research it, find it out, come up with your own idea. But he showed how easy it is to publish a scientific journal article.
Mm-hmm.
He literally published his script for that episode through a scientific journal. He's like, here it is. You can, he goes, you can legally source this for your college paper now.
Like, what did he do? The fuck? He took his script and he...
The script for the episode. He went to some scientific journal, paid $75. They published it and it was official. I was like, oh my fucking God.
Wow.
Makes sense.
Because he was talking about how, you know, that's the first thing everybody... Oh, the scientific journal. It was the nutrition. It's the one where they were doing supplements.
Oh, yeah, because
he was talking about all the protein powders and all this and how it's all just a bunch of garbage, which I already kind of knew that. I mean, there's no one regulating it. No one's telling you, hey, there has to be 5 grams per ounce of protein. There's no regulation.
Yeah.
So how in the, you know... But anyways, it scared the crap. It's just like, holy crap. So you can Google, you can go to a professional website and get some kind of bullshit article. And he gave the website for his published script. And it was just a script of the episode.
Wow.
Anyways. It's published now. Yeah. You can quote it.
What are you gonna do?
You can source it. But you're right. It's just people spitting back stuff like that. It's like if you don't do your homework, you don't know what you're talking about because it was so funny. Lex and Terry were talking about Momo, which we talked about last week.
Right, right.
Yep. And then this week, Lex and Terry came out and they were like, after doing our research and homework, turns out Momo's fake. We're sorry we talked all that shit about it. I fucking told you.
But we're old and we suck, so.
Yeah.
I was like,
they're not connected with the next generation.
I called it. It's not real. We didn't spend enough time on R. Kelly.
Said no one ever.
Yeah. I saw Captain Marvel. It was amazing. Made $500 million in 4 days. Fuck you. It's great. I don't care if Brie Larson doesn't like white men.
That's true.
It's not true at all, which is hilarious. So dumb. I'm going to mark that out. It was a good movie. It actually
is. She doesn't mind white men. She just wants to see less of them.
Yep.
Yep.
She wants to see more diversion. But so when I got real deeper into that too, because I'll admit I was triggered by it at first, so I wanted to dig a little deeper.
Right. Yep, hashtag triggered.
And actually really like one thing that she said. She was talking about, let's just say Captain Marvel, they take it and they show a room full of 75-year-old movie critics. That's the wrong audience.
Oh, yeah.
And it resonated with me. I was like, holy shit. It's like taking an IPA to a non-IPA drinking place and being like, give this a rating.
That's true.
I was like, holy shit, this is something that's resonating with me. And I realized that some of what she was saying was about that things are going to the wrong audiences sometimes and they're not getting the correct rating because it's not meant for you.
That's why our podcast is so lowly rated.
Yes.
It's going to the wrong crowd. Audience.
That's completely correct.
Yeah.
Then Chris forgets to post it.
Yeah.
Yep. This should go to just our moms because they support us.
And then
I don't think my mom would like this podcast.
We got two more things before we talk about this blue blob that Jay wants to talk about. We're going to talk about Odell's gone. We already kind of mentioned that. Jason cried and killed himself. He's dead. No longer with us. Good, rest in peace.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. Odell Beckham Jr. So I've got this Odell Beckham Jr. pop that's up here that's staring at me that I really want to get rid of that's worth $100.
Are you going to paint that? It'd be easy.
Ooh, turn into a Cleveland.
It might not be worth $100 if I do that. It's probably worth nothing now. God damn it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Fuck you, Odell. Also, my review of the Galaxy S10 Plus that I've now had for a week. It's the best phone I've ever had. I love it, and I would love to just divorce Kaylin and marry it, but that's not legal.
Does it have a stylus?
Yes.
Ooh. Got to wait it out for a little bit longer.
All right. Three more years.
I lied. There's no stylus.
God damn it. Fuck the Samsung.
I'm the stylist.
Didn't say stylist. We said stylist.
My finger is the stylist. No, the next Note 10 is going to be better than this, of course, and badass. So.
Oh, it's going to have a stylus?
Yeah. How do you like your rich people headphones that you got in the mail for free?
No comment, because they're the greatest thing I've ever owned in my life.
Hmm.
I went from listening to 22 hours a day podcast, now it's at 24.
Perfect.
I literally have, underneath those headphones, underneath those cans, do you have one in right now? Do you have an earbud in
listen
right now?
Listen to a podcast.
Listen to Lex and Terry from 14, well, I'd say 45 years ago because they're that fucking old.
Dude, it is nuts because I'm able to go to the bathroom at work without taking my headphones out. Fucking crazy. Oh, it's crazy. I'm like, and it's got the little touch button on it so I can stop it. Like I walk into somebody's office, touch my ear, be like,
let's talk. We'll talk. Hit play when I walk back to my desk.
Which is funny because his boss is like 67, so he thinks he just has Tourette's.
Yeah.
Every time he walks in my office, he's like, just
hit his ear. He's just hitting his ear and going, let's talk. Super sorry, weird. It won't stop. Let's talk.
I'm waiting for him to start cursing at me.
You know what the next step is, right?
Implant, yeah.
Borg implants.
No, I'm just ready to fucking...
The collective. That's how it starts.
That's true.
Dude, there's so much more.
Star Trek.
With wireless earbuds, plus my phone has not been pulled onto the floor once, which is awesome. Because you'll have your headphones under your desk, and sometimes, you know...
Oh, yeah.
Just whatever. But that hasn't happened. I'm like, oh, my God. But no, and they sound great. I love it. I think if you have a Galaxy, even if it's not the new one, you can buy the buds. I think it's completely worth it. Both of y'all are both Galaxy users.
You said last week, I would never spend $200 on a pair of headphones. That is a quote that I listened to myself.
$140.
Oh.
$140, Jay. I would spend...
Jason, my birthday's coming up. Now, if you want to buy me some...
You won't stop me?
No. And Brody's is coming up too, right?
Mine's already passed. I didn't get shit.
So is mine, but I'm saying it's coming up, so he'll buy us some because he doesn't know when our birthdays are.
Jason, how do you feel about manual labor?
I love it.
Good. I'm building a fence later. Want to come over?
And you can earn your right to swing a hammer by buying him a $140 pair of headphones.
It's my birthday wish to watch you do manual labor.
Shit's getting real tense in here right now.
Yep. Shit's... Only for you.
Yeah. It's kind of weird. I'm out of beer, too. All right, so now we're going to talk about a little bit of this real quick, and then we're going to finish this.
Is this a new Viagra commercial?
You really don't know who I am. Genie, wishes, lamp, none of that ringing a bell.
Dude, I worked for about 5 minutes to set that up, Rody, and you just fucking...
Yeah, you just talked over
it. Spit on it.
Piece of shit.
Might as well, because
no wonder why Chris doesn't pull videos and sound.
my question is, why would Aladdin know anything about that shit? It's happening right then.
He rubs it because I think it says rub it, or he's like, oh, it's dirty.
Yeah, but the genie just said 3 wishes, you know, you don't know nothing about that. And then little Xan pops on. It's fucking weird.
He's just like, hada, mada, hada,
I'm a genie. Hey, I'm a genie and a lamp. Just rub it. Yeah, yeah.
I got 3 wishes. I wish for you to die, little Xan.
If you could just cut yourself, that would be cool.
Get to tutter.com.
Yeah, fuck all that.
All right, so I'm gonna see this movie just because we have to,
dude. It looks exactly like the cartoon, which is really weird.
Except for Will Smith looks terrible.
Yeah, he still does too, right?
Yep.
I was like, you don't look any better. And then I noticed that they have spots of him not being blue, where he's just himself. And
it's
a cop out.
Yep. Well, it was when, like, you know, when the genie comes into Agrabah with like the whole parade of stuff.
Oh yeah, he can't be blue because he has to look like a normal person.
Right.
Oh, so, okay.
No, there's a scene where they're in the desert and he straight up turns. He's like, I'm just gonna be normal, and he's like, I'll make you a prince, and snaps his fingers, and oh, this has 13 million views. Good for you, Aladdin, you piece of shit.
I was kind of excited,
and then when him and Jasmine got on the carpet, and they were like, a whole new world, and I was like, is this any different than the...
Dancing place to never...
It's like, is this any different?
But honestly, if you don't do it exactly the same, I don't think you can win either way.
No.
No. I mean, it's Aladdin. Why would you change it?
Just make it the sequel. Like, pick up from the last season of the animated series and just go from there.
Oh, and do a new, like, what happens after?
Yeah, like, Genie's already out of the lamp. He doesn't have the shackles anymore, and you just go from there.
Here you go, Jay. I'm about to ruin this for you already. Boop, look, there he is.
Oh, yeah.
Watch. Yep, see, he's not there, and he's going to be, yep, completely normal.
Oh, yeah. No, that's, yeah.
In the middle of the desert for whatever reason, just because they didn't want to constantly spend the budget to CG him.
Right.
Why is he squinting his eyes so much?
Because Bewitched? That's what genies do.
That's 40 years after. He's out of the lamp. He hates his fucking life because he's had to get a job.
No,
he's
Jason, a peasant. That's a chia pen.
Chia.
Take that, Michael. Joke of the week. Chia Pet.
Chia.
There's not going to be one.
Yeah, there's not. He's going to be like, there's not one here.
No, there's it's nothing. Like, nothing Jesus we said is worth it.
Oh, man. What the fuck? Anyways, don't browse YouTube right now. But yeah, no, I'm not excited about it. I don't even, and Jay said he wants to see it.
I'll see it. I'm not excited to see it.
It'd be fun to take Gray. I'm sure she would enjoy it, right?
Oh, yeah. No, we will.
Yeah.
Or the blue genie will scare the shit out of her.
Is she to the age where movies are cool, or is she still like...
No, she likes movies now.
45 minutes and then I'm out?
No, no. She full on loves laying there and watching movies.
Awesome.
Which makes watching her a lot easier. Makes me a bad parent, but...
Yeah, so what I got, eight years?
Seven she's years. Only four.
I'm just, it was a joke. It's like,
but it feels 12? Like that. Feels like she's 14.
I mean, going to the prom?
Connor, Connor will give me 35 seconds. Oh, this is really cool. And then he's out.
Yeah, like, no. It gets longer and longer. Farron, the youngest, she's like almost two now. She's at like 15 minutes.
No.
But then when you hit three, they start getting a lot longer attention spans as far as screen time is concerned, watching like, cool, colorful movies.
God damn it, I bought this TV so you would watch it.
Bought you this 80-inch TV and put it in your room, and you're just wasting it.
Watch it.
All you want to do is watch this 80-inch screen and fucking look at YouTube.
You know what I did when I was a kid? I had to watch a 14-inch tube TV and walk uphill both ways to watch it.
Do you know what tracking is? You don't.
Man, okay, so it was funny. Me and Caitlin had a talk. We were talking about picking what you want to watch. I was trying to explain to her back in the day, we really couldn't pick what we wanted to watch.
No, you watch what came on.
Or you watch what you had, which was like, you know, we'll just say you had 20 VHSs.
Yep.
You didn't have Netflix or any of this stuff. Like, and because we were talking about, she's like, oh, Connor, watch what we have. And I'm like, they're growing up in a world where there's no commercials and they can watch whatever they want to, like at a snap of the fingers.
Yep.
It's a whole different thing.
Well, we say that there's no commercials now, but pretty soon there's going to be a not cable network that bundles all the internet things together for a fee a month.
Yes.
Like, instead of paying Netflix, Hulu, and all these others, just pay us $45 a month, and you'll have access to all of them. You just became a cable company. That's how it's going to happen.
And if you pay $60 a month, you'll get no commercials.
Exactly. So let's start that. Why don't we do? Okay, are we savvy enough to do that?
Yeah.
Can we cut this part out so that nobody else takes our idea?
Do it ourselves.
We can do it all by ourselves.
Yes, we can, but anyways, thanks everybody for joining us tonight. This has actually been a crazy-ass 5-minute news segment.
Yeah, I can't wait to get Chris's hangover videos later.
Been a ride.
Well, yep. He's stuck on the roof, right? Chris would be
Chris
that.
Is the guy on the roof getting sunburned as shit.
Yeah, he would absolutely be that guy.
Wait, I thought he was a drug dealer.
Oh, that could be, yeah. Yeah, that could be.
Dan? God, I can't remember his name. Yeah, it was Dan.
Okay.
I don't know, right. Really. I'm just going with it. I'm sounding confident. Dan. That's
right. I got the edited version. Anyways. Y'all have a good night, good day, good morning, whatever the it is. Hit us up on Facebook, Twitter, YouTubes, and all that fun stuff. And check out Jay's Instagram at...
Well, that's AWKRD.
And happy tuttering.
Yeah. That was for you, Michael.
Yeah.